We have a great conversation today, and this is one of those important conversations that I like to do, whether it's the podcast or the show, Political Power Hour. I want to talk about things that matter to people, and this is one that matters when we're talking about traumatic brain injury. We've got some great guests today. Joining us on the podcast, Dr. Kirpad, say hi.
Hi.
Good to have you in studio. Dr. Michael McCray, hello.
Good morning.
And our patient guest, and I use that in sort of two ways because you've been very patient, Colin Crawford, who has been through something called the BRAVE program. I'll start with you, Dr. McCray. Tell us about the BRAIN program, and specifically when we're talking about traumatic brain injury, which I think a lot of people are sort of aware of that issue and that concern, but explain it for people in a easy-to-understand manner and why the patient here is getting some treatment that maybe is new and innovative that didn't happen before.
Thank you. Happy to, Steve. So the BRAVE program, which stands for Building Resilience Through Action in Veterans and First Responders.
We all love acronyms, don't we?
Absolutely. And this program is specifically designed to meet the needs of military veterans who served and our first responders, police, fire, paramedics, and other frontline first responders who are experiencing the long-term effects of traumatic brain injury or concussion. And as you said, there has been an increased awareness around traumatic brain injury, or TBI as we refer to it. Over the past 25 years, we've seen really greater awareness of this injury in sport, and all of us, many of us have kids who participate in contact and collision
sports.
The big
conversation about parents deciding if their kids should play certain sports.
Correct. And what we see in youth and high school, collegiate, professional sports over the last 20 years has really brought this injury and the discussion of it to our living rooms, right? We're making decisions about our kids. But we also know that while this is TBI is a major public health problem globally, there are subsets of the population, namely military service members and first responders, who are at significantly heightened risk of TBI and concussion, often repeatedly, just by virtue of their training.
Because
and their
of
work.
The job they do.
Yeah, they put their life on the line every day, either protecting us as our military force or protecting us on a daily basis on our streets here in Milwaukee and around the country.
Colin, you're the star of the show. You're the patient who's sort of gone through this, the BRAVE program. Wisconsin Army National Guard. You're a firefighter paramedic in the Oak Creek Fire Department, which I'm very attuned into since I live in Oak Creek. You were deployed in Iraq. You have had these issues. You are now part of this program. Walk us through the issues that you've dealt with, and then even more specifically and more relevant, how the BRAVE program is impacting your recovery.
Sure. So when I found out about the BRAVE program, you know, I came and I showed up with all of these things that I thought were wrong with me since
walk us through that. What did that feel like?
Yeah.
What were you experiencing?
So, you know, my biggest concerns were memory loss, difficulty concentrating, weakness on one side of my body that was still going on. And when I started the program, I started to learn that these were just symptoms of other things that were going on with me. Dr. Burek is a very big proponent of sleep, healthy sleep, getting that deep sleep that you need. And I've learned so much about that, and my quality of life has gotten so much better just in the past 2 weeks that it's unbelievable the person that I am now from 2 weeks ago.
Let's talk about what the BRAVE program does, why it's unique, and I welcome all of you, Dr. Kirpad or Dr. McCray, to jump in here. What are we doing that's different and so critically important to these individuals who are suffering from these issues through their work, through their experiences in the military, or wherever they had these traumatic brain injuries?
What really distinguishes the BRAVE program is we provide these services in a fully integrated one-stop shop fashion. So our referrals, our first responders and military veterans come to us from across the nation. This is a national program. They come to us, as Colin said, with a variety of different needs. So the first part of the program is this intensive 2 or 3 day evaluation where we identify the individualized needs of that person. This is not a cookie cutter based treatment program. Then, based on that detailed evaluation, comprehensive assessment of neurologic, psychological, and functional health, we design a treatment program for that individual person. They return to us for a 3-week intensive program where they receive interdisciplinary services, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, psychological therapies, neurologic assessment, psychiatric evaluation, sleep assessment, etc., all in one program where the providers are constantly talking to each other and rubbing elbows on a minute-by-minute basis. I think Colin said it best earlier today is, to receive the treatment he received in 2 to 3 weeks in the BRAVE program would take a person 5 years to find and gain access to.
Is it the one-stop shop that makes that easier to sort of figure out what's going on with that individual?
And a group of providers who are professionally trained
highly
in taking
skilled.
Care of these individuals and highly skilled in their communication on a constant basis about the individual needs of a patient.
So let's make it more general. Someone's listening to this podcast and they're wondering, okay, so what are some of the symptoms, some of the things I should be aware of that maybe suggest I should look a little closer at what's going on inside my head?
Sure. So I think many of us, roughly 30% of the population, has sustained an acute concussion, fall on the ice, sporting event, etc., where oftentimes those early symptoms are headache, memory difficulties, sleep disturbance. And in many individuals, they follow a course of recovery with rehab or treatment. But we also know there's a sizable subset of veterans, first responders, and people in the general public who go on to have persistent and really lasting symptoms that have a major negative impact on their life function, their ability to work, to go to school, etc. So really it's when those symptoms with a similar profile, cognitive difficulty, decreased energy, dizziness and balance problems, sleep difficulties, depression, anxiety, that persist beyond that normal stage of recovery. And this program, BRAVE, is really dedicated to serving military service members and veterans who are now out in the chronic phase of their recovery and are having grave difficulty finding access to services to treat their symptoms.